20th annual Hit 'em for Hospice golf fundraiser will go virtual this year. And that's CP Federal Credit Union, American One Credit Union teaming up. And CP Federal Credit Union President Chrissy Siders joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, you don't have to golf.
Oh, you, right? That's good. I'm not really a stellar golfer.
So talk about how you guys came up with this.
Oh, you know, normally our golf outing is held in September, the Monday after Labor Day. And when we started our planning, you know, it's typically May that we really start getting into it. Obviously, the COVID situation was pretty uncertain, and we didn't really know what was going on. And, you know, I guess today I'm thankful that we made the decision, because I think there's been even more uncertainty as we've continued to go. I think we all thought we'd be ahead of phase right now, and we're not. And so we just made the decision that it would be the best interest of the health of everybody. And from a planning perspective, it caused us to have to, you know, shift gears pretty quickly. But it was just the best decision given the COVID situation. And it's honestly doing really, really well. We're already at 70% of our goal.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Last year you raised $65,000. That's an incredible amount.
Yeah, it really was. It was the most we'd ever raised, and that was the first year that we partnered together, you know, with American One, and it has it was just a great time, and it's even, you know, been even better as we've continued on in the partnership. And you know, we set our goal at 50,000, you know, knowing that we were going virtual, and that, you know, obviously that might change things. But to be honest with you, I think, you know, we're so close to our goal that, you know, you might see us raise our goal again and hopefully try to hit what we raised last year as well. But we're super, super happy with what we raised so far.
How do people help you out, Chrissy?
Yeah, so there's a website. It's hitemforhospice.org, and the four is F-O-R-E, you know, the playoff of golf. Or they can go to our Facebook pages. Both American One and CP have on our Facebook pages links to that site as well. And there are areas where they can sponsor, donate, or in remembrance for, you know, I typically purchase, you know, some in remembrance for my mom who hadn't experienced the hospice home. And there's still, you know, several holes that are available, so you can sponsor a virtual hole. And we encourage you to go out and check that out. There's also, you know, par sponsors, and there's unlimited sponsors, really, for other options. And so it's really just going online and donating, and we'll continue to post the good news of how much money we're raising for the hospice home.
And all the money goes to the Henry Ford Allegiance Hospice Home. So important, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it is. You know, I have a personal story there. Martha First Now, the CEO at American One, has a personal story there as well. As many people that I know have personal stories there. They allow you to experience end of life with your loved one in a way that really words can't describe. And they need our continued support. It's a tough space. A lot of people can't afford, you know, to have their loved one, you know, end their life in that setting. And we want to do everything in our community that we can to really provide that opportunity for those that can't afford it.
How neat is it for the two credit unions to get together?
Oh man, it's good. You know, when we have meetings, when we actually, even through COVID, you know, myself and Martha and Terry and Lisa, who are the CEOs of, you know, two of the other local credit unions in town, Aeroquip and South Central, we've been spending a lot of time talking to each other, relying on each other, you know, helping each other with the stress of leading financial institutions during this time. And there's just nothing better than the credit union difference and that collaboration that comes with it.
So what's new at CP?
Well, we've got some great loan rates, you know, going right now. We've got, you know, awesome auto loan rates as low as 2.49. I recommend you go out to our Facebook page for more details on that, as well as, you know, some toy loans like boats and RVs, some great rates related to that. We're really just working hard to operate the best we can as we're open during COVID, making sure we keep our employees healthy and our members healthy and, you know, wearing our masks and social distancing and doing all that good stuff. Just really trying to meet the needs that we need to do right now during COVID.
So your lobbies are open?
They are, yes. You know, you're required to wear a mask, obviously. You know, we believe in complying with the governor's orders, you know, and You do have to wear a mask to come into the lobby, but the good news is if, you know, a mask is not for you, we have our drive-thrus that are available where members can go through the drive-thrus as well. You know, everything's, you know, online as well with our online banking. You can, you know, apply for a loan, close a loan online if you're just not really wanting to come into one of the branches. But, yeah, we're all open. We just remodeled our downtown branch, so it's pretty awesome. So I encourage people to stop in and see how amazing that looks. We took the opportunity to do that during the shutdown, and it looks just amazing.
So the virtual event will last how long, Chrissy? I don't know if we asked you that.
Yeah, so it lasts through when the golf outing would have been, which would have been that Monday after Labor Day.
Okay.
So we'll continue to report out, prior to or after, Labor Day and after that. I think it was September 14th was when we would have had the outing. So it's plenty of time to continue to donate. You can donate as an individual. You can donate as a business. Lots of opportunity on that website.
Chrissy Sider, CP Federal Credit Union. Chrissy, appreciate the visit. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
Good luck.